Welcome to the Georgia Today podcast. Here, we bring you the latest reports from the GPB newsroom. On today's episode, after recent violent incidents on MARTA, Atlanta's police chief, Darren Sherbaum, faces questions. The University of Georgia wins compensation for two of its athletes, and Georgia ranks in the bottom half of the country for overall child and family well-being in one report.
And the scores make clear that Georgia has room for improvement in every domain, particularly health.
Today is Tuesday, June 9th. I'm Sophie Gradas, and this is Georgia Today. Atlanta Transit is facing local and federal scrutiny in the wake of three violent incidents in the last 2 weeks, including the death of a MARTA passenger. As GPB's Amanda Andrews reports, rising violence is not news to some MARTA workers.
The U.S. Department of Transportation announced it plans to review safety precautions at MARTA. This review comes as Atlanta Transit prepares to host thousands of World Cup visitors. David Ward is president of the Amalgamated Transit Union Local 732, which represents some MARTA workers. He said violence against MARTA employees has gone up since 2020.
Now we're starting to see brutal attacks where they're physically being, you know, punched or struck by these patrons. And it's not just male patrons that's aggressors, female patrons as well.
MARTA has been working with union members on a joint safety committee, which will coordinate with law enforcement on security improvements. For GPB News, I'm Amanda Andrews.
And Atlanta's police chief is answering questions about the recent attacks on Atlanta's regional transit agency. Over the weekend, a man opened fire on another passenger aboard a MARTA train, and two stabbings in late May left one passenger dead. Police Chief Darren Sherbaum told members of Atlanta City Council on Monday that several people arrested for the crimes have criminal histories.
I can tell you what information I know about those that have been arrested on the transit system. They are repeated appearances in the criminal justice system and individuals that we would ask the courts to take note of.
His remarks come a week before Atlanta prepares to host 8 matches in the FIFA World Cup. The U.S. Department of Transportation last week announced a formal investigation to review MARTA's spending and safety protocols. Meanwhile, MARTA has unveiled a redesigned mobile app. The agency said on Tuesday that its new app and web-based rider tools allow riders to plan trips, view real-time bus and train arrivals, receive service alerts, and report safety concerns. MARTA says the app is part of a broader digital transformation that eventually also will integrate payments currently made on a separate app. An annual report on childhood well-being shows Georgia in the bottom half of the country. GPB's Ellen Eldridge reports.
Georgia ranks 39th out of 50 states for overall child and family well-being, according to the 2026 Kids Count data book just released by the Annie E. Casey Foundation. This is a drop from recent years when Georgia ranked 37th and 38th. The report considers health, education, economic well-being, and family and community measures in its assessment. And the scores make clear that Georgia has room for improvement in every domain, particularly health, and that the state's plateau in rankings masks underlying ground lost during 2019 in areas like education. For GPB News, I'm Ellen Eldridge.
Atlanta is aiming to house, not arrest, people facing homelessness ahead of the FIFA World Cup, which begins on Thursday in Mexico City. Atlanta's first game will be on June 15th. Last summer, the city announced an ambitious plan to end encampments and other street sleeping in downtown. And while the program, Downtown Rising, says it has housed nearly 500 people on a recent afternoon, just a mile from the stadium where tens of thousands of fans will gather, dozens of people were camped on a sidewalk waiting for a shelter to open. Reality TV stars Todd and Julie Chrisley are accusing their former defense attorney of legal malpractice, claiming it led to their imprisonment and damaged their reputations. They were convicted in 2022 on charges including bank fraud and tax evasion. Todd Chrisley received a 12-year sentence and Julie Chrisley got 7 years. Both were released last year after a pardon from President Donald Trump. The Chrisleys filed a lawsuit on Friday against law firm Balch and Bingham and lawyer Chris Anulowitz, seeking over $25 million in damages. They allege the firm misrepresented its capabilities and took on the case for publicity. A lawyer for the firm, Anne Anulowitz, vowed a rigorous defense. The Okefenokee National Wildlife Refuge is one step closer to UNESCO World Heritage recognition with a recommendation from the International Union for Conservation of Nature. The NGO advises the UNESCO World Heritage Committee, which is expected to make a decision on the Okefenokee at its meeting in late July. The University System of Georgia has named new leaders at three campuses. On Monday, the system named Presidents Greg Tanner at South Georgia State College in Douglas, Russell Crutchfield at Gordon State College in Barnesville, and Kerry Palmer at Georgia Southwestern State University in Americus. Also in university news, the University of Georgia has won a dispute over name, image, and likeness compensation for two student athletes. An independent arbitrator approved the athletes' NIL deals after the College Sports Commission reevaluated them under updated compensation guidelines. The deals are reported to be under $10,000. Details of the decision were released yesterday, though the students' identities will not be released. The ruling is one of the first major tests of the new name, image, and likeness oversight framework in college sports. A West Georgia supermarket is facing a $190,000 fine after a meat grinder took four fingers from one of its employees. The U.S. Department of Labor announced the proposed fines against the Piggly Wiggly in Bowdoin last week. And in Georgia sports, Drake London has become one of the highest-paid receivers in the NFL after signing a four-year, $141 million contract extension with the Atlanta Falcons. Speaking to reporters on Tuesday, he said he's focused on proving his worth. London aims to raise his standards and lead the team. The 6'5" receiver has led the Falcons in receiving yards in three of his four seasons. Soccer fans in Georgia can get an early taste of World Cup action tonight just across the state line. Auburn University is hosting an international friendly between defending World Cup champion Argentina and Iceland at Jordan-Hare Stadium. It's the first international soccer match ever played at the stadium. The exhibition is part of a series of tune-up matches ahead of the FIFA World Cup, which begins next week. Kickoff is set for 7:30 p.m. tonight. That's it for today's edition of Georgia Today. Thanks so much for listening. If you would like to learn more about these stories, visit gpb.org/news. And if you haven't yet hit subscribe on this podcast, take a moment right now and get it done. Keep us current in your podcast feed. If you have feedback, we would love to hear it. Please email us at georgiatoday@gpb.org. I'm Sophie Gratas, and we'll see you tomorrow.